today I want to talk about iPhone applications. And what prompted this was I recently visited the Caledonian MacBrain website, which you can do yourself at www.calmac.co.uk, because they've redesigned their website. And I have to say, I really do like the website itself. It's nice and open and clean and easy to navigate. It's got everything that you'd expect in the right places. But they also promote the fact that they've developed this iPhone application. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Caledonian MacBrain are a ferry operator. They run the ferries from the west coast of Scotland out to the islands. They're also part of the David MacBrain Group, who also run the ferries up to Orkney and Shetland through Northlink. But Caledonian MacBrain themselves run out to the Western Isles, or the islands off the west coast of Scotland. 23 islands they claim to go to. And they've developed this iPhone application. Now, that makes me think just how suitable are iPhone applications for some businesses. See, the thing is, it's important to communicate with your customers. There's no doubt about that, and I would never advocate not communicating with customers. But what is the best way to communicate with your customers? Having an iPhone application is probably quite trendy. It's quite a, you know, fashionable thing to do. But realistically, is it going to help to promote your business? You see, Caledonian MacBrain also have an excellent text service that you can text and get updates if there's any cancellations or delays. Now, there used to be a note on the website that charged for that. There's nothing. I think it was 25 pence a text. There's nothing on the new website that mentions charges, so perhaps it's a free service, perhaps it's charged for, I don't know. However, a couple of things come to mind. One of the things I've found with their website is that quite often the information on there is out of date. It's not kept up to date properly. And I say that because certainly the two routes that I travel on mostly, quite often I have seen normal service on the website when I know the ferry's been cancelled. In fact, I'm watching it sit in port all day, and you look at the website and you see normal service. But I've also seen the reverse, where the ferry's actually been at sea, and the website has shown that the service is cancelled, which is quite an interesting twist as to how that one came about. So, one assumes that if you have an iPhone application, it'll share a common database with the website. So, it doesn't matter how fancy your iPhone applications are and what applications you do develop to communicate with your customers. If you don't keep it up to date, it's not going to be worth anything. Yes, people will just ignore it, forget about it, not use it, and it will fall into disrepair. So number one is to have current, relevant, up-to-date information available for your customers wherever it is. Second point is, in developing iPhone applications, and I mentioned before that it was quite trendy, are you communicating effectively with the majority of your customers? You see, Apple operating system for mobile still, and I know these figures change almost daily, so I'm just talking about the latest figures. The Apple operating system is actually number 4 in mobile operating systems at the moment. The 3 that are above it in terms of market share actually command 75% of the market. At the moment, you're talking 14-15% for the Apple operating system on mobiles. Now, is it worth developing an application to deal with that end of the market when you go to the top one, which is Symbian, and actually it's used by 40% of the mobile systems that are out there? So, now, where would you start? Will you start with a 40% or will you start with a 14%? Well, you start with a 14%, obviously, because it's trendy. But the reality is, you'd probably be better off developing the other ones. And also, in developing something like an iPhone application first, then you are eliminating communication potential with a whole segments of your customer base. So think seriously before you actually develop an iPhone application. Is it really necessary for your business? The final point I want to make is that given the geography in which Caledonian MacBrain operate, which is on the west coast of Scotland, the majority of ports they have, the majority of sea miles that they cover, and the majority of approach roads that people use to get to the ports that they cover do not have 3G coverage.